Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump has been going back and forth on whether he will fire Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
President Trump has long complained the Fed Chairman has been too slow to lower interest rates. But will he fire Jerome Powell?
So he's doing a lousy job, but no, I'm not talking about that.
But just moments later.
I don't rule out anything, but I think it's highly unlikely.
Unless he said there's fraud, citing cost overruns in the renovation of the Fed's headquarters. He also said he did discuss Powell's future with members of Congress.
I said, what do you think? Almost every one of them said I should.
By law, the Fed chair can only be fired for cause. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Trump's flip-flopping on Powell's fate sent Wall Street on a wild ride today. At the closing bell moments ago, the Dow was up 213 points. President Trump is also lashing out at his Republican supporters who are demanding the release of more files about convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Trump says they've bought into a hoax. He again defended Attorney General Pam Bondi.
You know, whatever's credible, she can release it. If a document is credible, if a document's there that is credible, she can release. I think it's good.
More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The president is trying to turn the page and move people past this, but his social media posts so far have not done that over the past few days. And Pam Bondi, speaking yesterday, saying we're not going to talk about Epstein, didn't do the job either.
The Senate is considering a bill that would rescind $9 billion of funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting. CBS's Nicole Killian says three Republicans opposed the clawbacks, including Alaska's Lisa Murkowski.
She has certainly expressed concerns with respect to the impact on public broadcasting, particularly in a state like Alaska, which has a lot of rural areas.
Vice President J.D. Vance had to cast a tie-breaking vote yesterday just to advance the package. The cause of the fire that killed nine people at an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts Sunday is still a mystery.
State police fire investigators are working to determine how and where the fire started. Fall River Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon.
I'm comfortable saying that it's an accidental fire. There's nothing intentional about this fire.
On questions about understaffing at the fire department, he says it is a problem.
I'm not the only fire chief that fights with the mayor and asking for more manpower. I think that there's a lot of mayors right now that are looking at this situation going, I have 20 of these in my city. Maybe I need to wake up and listen to the fire chief.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Some California farm workers have gone on strike calling for an end to immigration raids.
For too long, we have sacrificed our health, our youth, our family, all without the basic retentions of citizenship.
An estimated 40% of farm workers in the U.S. are undocumented. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tome Olson with a quick news update. So far, there are no plans for the site of the old YMCA building on Lake Avenue. Demolition started months ago after the property was deemed blighted. It's now just a pile of rubble there. The Racine County Eye reports that as of right now, there's no specific plan for what will go in that spot. It's costing the city $1 million to have the building bulldozed, the property graded, and prepped for future development. Meanwhile, Racine police and activists are calling for an end to the violence after two deadly shootings in just 5 days. 37-year-old Shayla Davis Bell was killed early yesterday on 11th Street, caught in the crossfire between two groups. Her family told Fox 6 she was out with her best friend when shots rang out. There was a vigil last night to honor her. Police are asking for tips and cell phone video, saying surveillance hasn't helped. Violence interrupters are also urging residents to seek out their support services. Racine Police Chief Alexander Ramirez says the city has seen 47 shots fired incidents so far this year. That's slightly down from 55 at the same time last year. The investigation into the death of a 52-year-old man last Friday during an apparent burglary on St. Patrick Street is also ongoing. And it's Country Thunder time. Campers are arriving to Kenosha County today. The annual music festival starts tomorrow in Twin Lakes. There are the usual reminders. There are traffic impacts and other temporary changes. Over the 4 days, up to 100,000 people will fill the Shadow Hill Ranch for the concerts, with thousands of them camping in the temporary campgrounds. And that's news from WRJN. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
We also All-Star Game ends in a tiebreaker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the All-Star Game in Atlanta ended after 9 innings in a 6-6 tie, so for the first time in the game's history, it went into a tiebreaker they call a swing-off, a mini-home run derby. Philly slugger Kyle Schwarber managed to hit 3 home runs in a row to win the swing-off 4-3 and was named the game's MVP. Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill and the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, each got a chance to play, retiring 4 batters, allowing just 1 hit between the two of them. Up next, the Brewers head to L.A. to open up a 6-game road trip against the Dodgers this weekend, followed by the Mariners in Seattle. NFL, Jordan Love holding his youth football camp in Milwaukee tomorrow afternoon.
You know, that's part of a mission of our foundation is to get kids, get the youth involved in sports. That was a big pillar in my life, was just being able to play sports as a kid, be together with the different kids in my age group, and meet NFL players now, too.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
Tornado watch has been issued and lasts until 6 o'clock tonight. A few tornadoes are possible, scattered damaging wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, and large hail. Alongside heavy soaking rainfall, flash floods are possible. Stay safe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
To you, so deep in love with you. local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. I think we need to talk about last night's Major League Baseball All-Star game a little bit. But first of all, how about this kid from the Brewers, Mizorowski? He's been in the big leagues all of, what, 3.5 minutes? And he's already been in an All-Star game. And I think the first pitch he threw last night was 102 miles an hour, something like that. So kudos to him on an All-Star appearance and performance. But then the game ended in a tie, and we all remember when the game at Miller Park was a tie all those years ago and the kerfuffle that happened afterwards. I just don't think Major League Baseball knows what to do with a tie in the All-Star game. So here's the new rule. You end in a tie after 9 innings, and instead of going into extra innings, you have a home run derby. They called it the swing-off, and Kyle Schwarber comes up big for the National League last night.
That's MVP material if he gets the third one right here. This guy, if he stopped playing, he'll be a softball superstar.
Pretty darn good baseball superstar. AL rallied in the game. NL has rallied in the swing. Oh. With the hat trick. Look out, Chop House. National League takes the lead 4-3.
Yep, Kyle Schwarber of the Philadelphia Phillies knocks 3 home runs last night, and the National League take the home run derby 4-3. And does that mean they win the game 7-6? I'm not sure how you score that, but the National League comes up a winner last night in the All-Star game. Not sure if I like that, but give me time. Maybe I'll come around on it.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing. Nothing's gonna come my way, so I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Radio Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Baby, I got you. Hey,
saw this man. I guess that's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. My ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're a clown. Let them say your hair's too long, 'cause I don't care. With you I can't be wrong. Then put your
Even Stills, Love the One You're With on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman, and we are less than 1 hour away from another 5 o'clock class reunion. It's three great songs from one great year. Today we're going to feature the class of 1969. We'll also recap some of the big stories and memories of our featured year as well. It's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Just after the 5 p.m. news here on WRJN.
A toe-tapping tribute to the love of musical theater, The Drowsy Chaperone, opens this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Dust off your favorite record, place the needle in a groove, and settle into your cozy armchair as you're transported to the world of an imaginary 1928 musical. It's jam-packed with mistaken identities, larger-than-life characters, madcap hijinks, and flashy dance numbers all the way to the altar. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Looking for one-of-a-kind finds? Head to One Stop Shop Thrift, right in the heart of Racine at 240 Main Street. Whether you're after a glitter jacket, a lava lamp, or a fondue pot, you just might find all three in the same aisle. From gently used clothes and kitchen appliances to secondhand treasures, every item has a story. So why wait? Come thrift at One Stop Shop Thrift. Follow One Stop Thrift on Facebook to stay up to date. Also, accepting donations at any time. One Stop Thrift. Discoveries are waiting.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
Bikers Supporting Trades is proud to welcome Mahoffers on Main as an official event sponsor. They're not just showing support for the future of skilled trades. They're turning up the heat with an exclusive raffle you won't want to miss. Your shot to win a 1973 Harley Shovelhead. $25 a ticket, limited quantity, and you don't need to be present to win. Grab your ticket at Mahoffers on Main, 236 Main Street, Racine. This is your chance to own a piece of motorcycle history. Let's ride and support youth entering the trades.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
WRJN. He went away, and you hung around. And bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
when you
back.
See him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Full
strong.
he's gonna save my reputation.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and now a song that Neil Diamond wrote the lyrics for when he was on a flight to Memphis and he set the words to a soulful tune he had already written from 1969. Get ready to tap your toes for Brother Love's Travel and Salvation Show on WRJN.
Hot August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love, brother, love, save, brother, love's travel and salvation show. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Trying hard not to show it, but baby,
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, if you love all these timeless hits, there's even more every Sunday morning with Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. From Frank Sinatra to Glenn Miller to Nat King Cole, enjoy a rich mix of pre-rock legends and themed stories. Sundays 7 till noon on WRJN. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman. It's time to search for those used batteries, that leftover oven cleaner, and that weed killer sitting around. Those are considered household hazardous waste, and they don't belong in your regular trash. The City of Racine is holding its monthly hazardous waste collection this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 6221 21st Street. It happens once a month on the third Saturday and is open to Racine residents as well as residents of nearby villages. You can drop off everything from automotive fluids and oil-based paints to pool chemicals and fluorescent bulbs. Find the full list and more details about one-day collections at cityofracine.com. Racine's new Woodman's grocery store at the Regency Mall site is almost ready and expected to open next month, and they're hiring. This week, they're looking for employee owners to join the team. Open interviews are happening through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The store is a big part of a $120 million redevelopment project that will bring new apartments, shops, and dining to the area. And French Flair is about to fill Milwaukee's Cathedral Square. Bastille Days starts tomorrow and runs through Sunday. Francophiles and others can take in wine tastings, crepes, can-can dances, and of course, Le Tour Eiffel. Organizers are expecting big crowds and are reminding people about traffic impacts in the downtown area. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Sholly Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Tornado watch has been issued and lasts until 6 o'clock tonight. A few tornadoes are possible, scattered damaging wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, and large hail. Alongside heavy soaking rainfall, flash floods are possible. Stay safe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
We'll be right back.
Local news, Timeless Hits WRJN. You know this saying, right? A pickle a day keeps the doctor away? Well, maybe you don't know that saying, but science tells us that pickles also have a number of health benefits. It's why some sports drinks are made with pickles, because they contain electrolytes and potassium that can help relieve muscle cramps. And a study out of China found that the probiotics in pickles and other fermented vegetables can prevent tooth decay and thwart the oral bacteria that causes cavities. So, eat pickles, have fewer cavities.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is. Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Of course, the All-Star Game was last night, so no Brewers baseball for a couple of days yet. The Brewers back in action for the second half of the season this Friday night as they take on the Dodgers in L.A. 8:35 is our broadcast time. Brewers baseball brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. Baseball coming up Friday night on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day, Lee's Deli. Feast like a champ with signature subs like the Godfather, the Hen House, or today's special, the Reuben and Fries. It's a meal fit for a king, made with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Discover why they've been voted best ever seen year after year. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 Lee's Deli gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Looking for one-of-a-kind finds? Head to One-Stop Shop Thrift, right in the heart of Racine at 240 Main Street. Whether you're after a glitter jacket, a lava lamp, or a fondue pot, you just might find all three in the same aisle. From gently used clothes and kitchen appliances to secondhand treasures, every item has a story. So why wait? Come thrift at One-Stop Shop Thrift. Follow One-Stop Thrift on Facebook to stay up to date. Also, accepting donations at any time. One-Stop Thrift. Discoveries are waiting.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Collect new brewer swag designed by Wisconsin artists at T-Shirt Tuesdays, presented by Hupe and Abraham. Be one of the first 10,000 at the game on August 12th for a special shirt by Emily Balsley. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
WRJN. Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge.
Yeah.
that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Bree is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5. Then, it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year, today featuring the class of 1969.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
We'll be right back. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump tried again today to get his fellow